reporting for FFA Today. I'm Alex Wojcicki. I'm joined by Hallie Grunfall. She is representing the Goreville FFA chapter from Illinois, and they just got awarded the Premier Chapter Building Communities Award on a national level. First of all, let's just get a background of what this award is.
So basically, this award is all about strengthening your community and building your community. We have a very small town, a very tight-knit community, and it's all about something that your school or your FFA chapter did that exemplifies that in a national way that deserves to be recognized.
So let's talk about this then. What does your chapter do to get this?
What we did was we recognized that veterans in our community weren't being recognized enough, and that they had stories to tell that they weren't even telling their families, their wives, their children. So Caleb and I took it upon ourselves to tell that story, and we ended up writing a book called Living to Serve, that's titled after our FFA motto, that has 20 chapters, one for each veteran that we interviewed, just telling their story. So
I have chills when you're just talking about this. Talk about the inspiration that was behind it, you know, your community that supported you, and what inspired you to pick this.
What inspired us was just Caleb and I had been tasked with putting on just a lunch for these veterans to honor them, and I had done a white table ceremony, which talks about each thing on this table represents something. And I remember reading the poem and doing the ceremony, and I looked across the room, we saw all these grown men that were just crying, and it was so quiet and so somber, and we wondered, you know, how are we provoking such emotion in these men? So we wanted to get to know them, we wanted to talk to them, so we kept doing the ceremony. And then it was then that a man named Jimmy Lindsay pulled Caleb to the side, and he just started talking to him, and we said, that's, we need to tell people those stories, because we see the faces and we see the name and we know the people, but we don't know that side of their story, that story.
So you had that idea. Talk about the struggles of forming a final project that you put out to your community.
Right, there were so many struggles we had with this, between funding and just finding enough chapter members to help write the book and type it and proofread and all that. But one of the biggest struggles was just finding these men to tell their story. And once we did get them to tell their story, it sounded good when they were telling it to you, but when you wrote it down on paper, it looked really, really rough. I mean, it was repetitive, and we just had to find people and ways to get the details out of them and fluff it up and make it look nice for a book. So
we always have to be futuristic thinkers, looking in the future. In years to come, how is this project going to improve?
Right. Actually, as soon as we finished this project, we realized that there are so many students in our school that actually fought in a desert storm in Afghanistan. I mean, our ag advisor could name 26 students off the top of his head just from our school, and we said they need a book as well. So the next book we're going to write will be for those students that fought in Desert Storm in Afghanistan. And as a final tie-up for our project, this Veterans Day, we're having a welcome home parade for all those Vietnam veterans that never received that welcome.
Let's look at your chapter as a whole. What are some other projects that really stand out, make your chapter stand out from others in your area?
Right. This year we actually got nationally nominated 3 times, which has never happened. And one of those projects that we were nominated for was Screen Free for a Better Me, which is all about just getting kids off of their cell phones and getting them outside after we noticed that that was just a growing problem. And Hunting and Fishing Days was actually one of my favorites as well. It's just teaching those kids, because they go together. You know, you get kids outside, but they're also kids. There's a decline and kids that hunt and fish anymore, and that's causing a conservation nightmare. It's really important. So we just worked together. We made workshops, and we took kids that were really passionate about whatever they hunted with, whether it was a member of the Bass Pro team or a duck hunter, that held a workshop and taught these kids everything that they knew, and it was just really inspiring for them, really fun.
Well, on behalf of you and your entire FFA chapter, is there anything else you want to add while I've got you here?
I'd just like to thank all the veterans that made this project possible. I've done this for 4 years. I started as a freshman presenting these national titles that we've received, and, you know, what a way to end my high school career. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for your time. That was Hallie Grunfall. She's representing the Goreville FFA chapter as they just received the national honor of Premier Chapter Building Communities. For FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.